The Mason Minute with Kevin Mason.
I've always been both fascinated and frustrated with the week prior to a holiday. When I was in radio, we had to get all of the weekend work done ahead of time, plus the holiday Monday. So we were always busy cramming it in. Then, of course, the week after, you spend a lot of time losing that one day and having to get even busier. But even since I've been out of radio, it's always funny how you're so busy the week prior to a holiday. All of a sudden, you have last-minute meetings. And I don't know if it's people targeting their life around holidays and realizing, oh, I've got to get this done before Memorial Day, before the 4th of July, before Labor Day. Holidays are such an important point in a calendar that people kind of look back at what they've done or where they're going or what they need to get done and realize, oh, well, I better get moving. So all of a sudden, you have a lot of extra meetings. I don't mind the meetings. I don't mind being busy. But I'm always just fascinated with how much more intense the schedule is the week leading up to a holiday. And then, of course, right after it, as everybody kind of wants to get back to work, but really doesn't want to get back to work. And that's not a bad thing, especially if you can make some money.